Well, what we used to have was a grind rock.
Okay. And now, was the grind rock one that went around?
It would tune, uh-huh, but now...
Well, now, what about one that you could carry in your pocket?
Oh, let me see. It's been so long since I've forgotten.
Have you heard it called a wet rock or a
wet
stone?
Yes, uh-huh, wet rock. Or wet stone, as you say, either one.
Okay, wet rock or
wet stone. Mm-hmm.
Now, let's see. I'd like for you to describe for me some different kinds of fences that people used to use, or that do use.
A rail fence.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, will you tell me how it's made so I can draw a picture of it? Oh, better yet, can you draw a diagram?
Oh, no, I don't think I can.
Okay, well, you tell me then.
It's zigzag, don't you know, but made of, made of poles or, they call them rails, you know. They were split.
Okay.
Split from logs, you know, and maybe like a 4x4 or something like that. And poles, I've seen them made of just round poles.
Okay. Now, did these have any posts, or were they all?
No, they were jointed like that. I don't know what you'd call them.
Okay, like this. Uh-huh. They all wound together. Okay.
And they were called fence rails when they were made with those split ones.
Okay. And about how long were the rails?
Sugar, I imagine about 10 or 12 feet long.
It's pretty good size.
Mm-hmm. They made deep zigzags, you know.
Uh-huh. Well, now, how did they build gates in them?
I guess they had posts.
They must have had posts.
I don't remember a rail fence with the gates built in it, but they might have. They must have had posts for that gate at the end of the rail.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah.
But I really don't remember that.
Well, now, what are some other kinds of fences?
Oh, wire fence.
Okay. What about another kind of wood fence? Like maybe around a garden or around a house?
Picket.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And will you describe a picket fence?
Well, it was a little split. I don't know what you'd say. You wouldn't say poles. They'd arrive, those things, they called them, just split it in possibly a 4 or 6 inch width and maybe an inch thick.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe they used, now this is way back out of
it. Yeah, well, that's okay. This isn't a test.
I believe that maybe they used wire to weave through there and hold them at the, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In and out at the bottom and top.
Well, now, did these have points like
well,
this?
Well, sometimes they didn't. Sometimes they were just straight.
Okay.
Now, that was a split picket. And then, of course, a fancy picket fence around your house was mostly sawed, you know, from a sawmill. And they were pointed or sometimes square, and sometimes they were rounded in scallops.
Okay.
I'm sure you've seen some of those, haven't
you? I've seen some, yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Now, this split picket is interesting. I've never heard of a split picket fence before.
Oh, they'd be tall, you know.
Oh, they would. Uh-huh. And the other
well, of course, it was a garden after it was around your garden, you see. Well, different heights, but so many times they'd be tall.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Can you think of any other kinds of wooden fences?
Nothing except a board fence that nails to the post, don't you know?
You mean that has...
They have posts along, and then they take the long lengths of boards.
Uh-huh.
And, leave a space between.
So they'd be like...
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay, now let's see if I can draw
one. Good thing this is not making a picture.
Like this?
Yes, uh-huh.
Well, now, would there be spaces between the
yes,
boards?
Yes, uh-huh, spaces.
So, like, maybe this
well,
would be...
Well, and sometimes, you know, if you wanted it to be real secure...
You could
make them solid.
Okay.
But ordinarily they were split between, a space between them.
Okay. Now, were there different kinds of rail fences, or were all the rail fences around here built pretty much the same?
Well, they were built pretty much the same, but now I have seen them where you drive down two posts and put those rails, let them lock like this, you know.